This podcast is brought to you in part by Coke, Buffalo Wild Wings, Southern Immediate Care, Guaranteed Labels, Central State Bank, Sunrise Docks, Banker's Bounty, Dr. Thomas Dudney, and the Green Monster Fishing Light. Now, back to Bubba on the Lake.
Waters, the world stops to stare. News and the scores, tech spins on his wheel. National renown, the truth he reveals. From the mellow yellow studio, he sends the sound. Echoes through the nation where legends are found. The lake holds the power, ripples don't lie. Bubba on the airwaves, riding waves that won't die. Late night static, stars hanging low. Every turn of his voice, the world seems to glow. Microphone crackles like fire on stone. Bubba carves the stories, makes the air his throne. From the mellow yellow studio, he sends the sound. Flies fast, tech turns the tide. News shakes the edge, Bubba reads it wide. Listeners, they gather like moths to his flame. One man's voice rising, never the same. From the mellow yellow studio, he sends the sound.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome. I am your semi-retired, mostly washed-up host, formerly of the Rick and Bubba Show, and now your host of Bubba on the Lake. Welcome back to the beach, folks. Glad to have you here. We're broadcasting from the Mellow Yellow Studio. Our website is bubbaonthelake.com, and of course, you can email me at bubba@bubbaonthelake.com. We also have our comment line, 308-BIG-LAKE. That's 308-BIG-LAKE. You can leave a message. Some of those will make it to air, and some of them will not. Trust me. But I enjoy all of them, nevertheless, so be sure to fire that up. We also ask that you subscribe, turn on notifications so you never miss anything from the show. I still run into people every day, and some of them are not, they don't know how to get the podcast going. And we're going to do a little video clip and show everybody how to do that. It's not that hard, folks. We can do this. I promise you. And then I have other folks that say, well, I'm on there, but I never know when a new one comes out. If you will hit subscribe, it will send you and click notifications. It will send you a little message that says, hey, the new Bubba on the Lake is out. You need to go check it out. So we want you to do that. Also follow us on Instagram and all of our social media. It is the New World Order, and that is the way that you succeed, and that we're able to keep our advertisers and keep them happy and keep response coming. It's all part of the big picture. And we appreciate all of you that have been following and doing this since episode number one. I ask that you try to help us spread the word. We need to grow this. Many of you would like to see a TV component added to this, and that's certainly on the table when we get to a certain point. That's going to be a big investment. We got to have the numbers to justify that. And we want to keep those growing, and maybe that can be a goal for the first of next year. But we got to keep churning those numbers. A lot on the table, a lot to cover. Very difficult show last time. We recorded that right after Charlie Kirk had been assassinated. And it was a very heavy show. Thank all of you for your email about that. That was from the heart discussion from all of us. And a lot has been said, a lot more we know now. We'll cover that a little bit later in the program. We got a lot of other things. We've got some technology update. Stuart Brockwell from Surge Technology is going to join us from Birmingham. We've got an iPhone that's coming out with some big changes. He's going to tell us all about that. And also, we're going to interview a young lady who I think is a rising rock star in the sports coverage area, Taylor Korn. She's worked with the Next Round. She's working currently with the Barn, and she's also going to be working with us at Jack State as a sideline reporter for the ESPN Plus games. And she will make her debut against Murray State this Saturday night at 6 o'clock. So we want you to tune in, catch that, see her performance. Eli Gold, legendary broadcaster, will be on the call. So that's looking forward to being a big game. It's homecoming at Jack State. It's also the 50th anniversary of the college radio station there where I got started and has meant so much to me and my career and my work time as an adult. And we're going to be talking more about it, too, in some upcoming episodes. So a lot to cover. Want to get started? We want to thank these great advertisers that are on the show that make this possible. And you're going to hear from some of them now. And we'll be right back after that and talk with Stuart Brockwell. You're listening to Bubba on the Lake.
It's Bubba on the Lake. Bubba on the Lake.
All right, all right. It's a beautiful day for football here at the stadium, and we're just about ready for kickoff. Score 0-0. And suddenly, I'm in the mood for a Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar. Now that's a winning combo. Yeah. Crisp, refreshing. That hits the spot. When it comes to great taste, Coke Zero Sugar's always on the scoreboard. Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar.
Just got that new boat? Let Sunrise Docks protect your investment with SwiftShield boat covers, Neptune boat lifts, and easy ports for your personal watercraft. Plus, they have composite decking that stays cool, designed with your feet in mind. Sunrise Docks is always first in quality, first in service, and first in customer satisfaction. Right off Highway 63, your Lake Martin headquarters, with two barges and the most experienced boat lift crew on the lake. Sunrise Docks is your lake life expert. Call 256-392 5200.
Illuminate your night fishing adventures with the ultimate in submersible fishing light technology. The Green Monster Fishing Light attracts bait fish and game fish in all water environments. Turn any dock into a vibrant feeding frenzy. Compact, tough, and energy efficient. The Green Monster Fishing Light will provide endless hours of family entertainment and enhanced nighttime visibility for safe docking. No dock, no problem. With our 24-inch portable Green Monster Fishing Light, start landing trophy fish tonight. Visit thegreenmonsterfishinglight.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad to have him back on the show. It's time for a little tech talk. Stuart Brockwell from Surge Technologies in Birmingham, Alabama. Stuart, how are you doing?
Bubba, I am tired from some yard work today, but I'm excited to talk tech.
Well, I heard you've been laying sod. Is that correct?
That is the least tech-savvy job I do, and yeah, I have been laying sod. Although, you'll be proud of me, I did use Grok to do the analysis of my yard to figure out where to lay it. So,
did you really?
You know, I actually did, legitimately did.
So how did you do that? I mean, what did you ask it? How did you ask it?
I sent a drone up into the air over my house and took a picture of the layout from above, and then I fed that into Grok. And it laid out, helped me figure out where to start laying along the edges and which way to run the lines so that it doesn't wash with rain and whatnot. It's very, very cool.
Well, that is cool. Man, that's high tech. Drone and AI just to go out and sod your yard. You know, we used to do that without all that kind of stuff. I will tell
that's
you true. This. I worked at a golf course, my first job, and we occasionally had to lay a little sod. And when I say a little, they'd bring an 18-wheeler, you know, worth of sod in. I can't think of a job I like less than laying sod.
Yeah, it's backbreaking, but looking forward to the result. Looking forward to the result, and it's always fun to go ahead.
Well, I was going to say it does give you immediate satisfaction and gratification because, you know, you start with dirt and when you're done, you actually have yard there. Now you got to get it to grow and water it. But, you know, the key is getting that dirt good and smooth under it so it's not bumpy.
Yep. We had the been prepping for that all summer. I tell you, it took like a month and a half to get people to come out to take the trees out. I mean, getting anybody to come do anything these days is just impossible. And that's either due to them being too busy or short staffed or whatever. I don't know if you've had that problem, but it's bad.
Well, see, all of us think it's the tech guys you can't get out. So you're saying the tech guys can't get the tree guys out.
all of us are having trouble getting anybody. So.
Oh, that's funny. Well, Stuart, I know we had a big iPhone unveil this week from Apple.
We did.
And, you know, I used to be the guy, I literally would go out and stand in line when the new iPhone came out. And I've kind of got over that now. I'm a year or two behind. I'm just every two or three years will go get one when I think about it. So tell me there's something exciting that's going to make me want to go get me a new iPhone.
I wish I could say that. Although if you're a really big fan of the color orange, you might get excited. I know you're probably a little more on the red team as opposed to the orange team.
Right now, yes.
But nevertheless, let's just kind of run over what Apple released and then I'll kind of share some of my thoughts on it. It's like the last, you know, two or three announcements. There's not anything that's going to just blow your mind, but there's some neat things. The biggest change this time around, obviously, we're coming from the iPhone 16 series, last year's release. The biggest change prior to the 16 was the 15 when they changed the charger over from the Lightning connector, which everybody's been using since 2013 with the release of the iPhone 5. Still my favorite iPhone, by the way. The iPhone 5 introduced the new smaller connector. Remember when the iPhones used to charge off the iPod cord in the day?
Yeah.
So they changed over from the iPod cord to the Lightning connector in 2013. And then when they released the iPhone 15, they switched over to USB-C, same as the MacBooks and everything else, which is wonderful.
Now, why? Let's talk about that a minute. Why did they change that when the other one appeared to be working pretty well?
Well, they changed it because they were forced to. The European Union mandated it for all devices sold over there, and I reckon Apple didn't want to release two separate models. That's just extra logistics and manufacturing.
Sure.
Let's be honest. Apple's a company. The company's goal is to make money, and you make more money selling a proprietary connector than you do using this industry standard.
Right.
And so they've been using their own connector for a long time because of that. But it's a big deal switching to Type-C, better connector, faster data transfer, all this stuff.
So it should be universal now. I mean, if you don't have a C, I mean, a C ought to pretty much work on anything now, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Now, it's not quite that simple. Underneath the USB-C is just the connector, the physical connector.
Right.
There are probably a dozen or so different protocols of signals that cable can carry. But by and large, yes, Type-C is universal. But that was iPhone 15, and that's what I picked up the last time I got one, and I've been real happy with it. The 16 came out last year, very little change there. The only real major change was they added the little camera shutter button to make it easier to take pictures when you're in landscape mode and whatnot, which was neat. This year it was the iPhone 17 line, of course. And so we have the iPhone 17. Let's just start at the bottom. I'm going to run through the pricing so everybody can know what's cost what. So the base model, cheapest iPhone 17 you can get is $799, so $800. And that gets you a few tweaks over the 16. You get a better screen than the 16. It's got a faster refresh, so it looks a little smoother. It's got better front camera for doing this FaceTime and selfies and whatnot. It has faster Wi-Fi across the board of all the new iPhone 17s. That's for the base model iPhone 17. And then you have the iPhone Air, which is the new one for this year. And I've got some thoughts on that. We'll go over that one in a minute. That's starting at $1,100. And then if you go all the way up to $1,199, so $1,200, you're looking at the iPhone 17 Pro Max. I apologize. The iPhone Air is $999, not $1,099. That's the 17 Pro non-Max. So if you want the giant screen, you're paying $1,200 minimum for your phone.
Stuart, what's the, when you add Pro to the end of it, what's the big difference?
The biggest difference between the Pro and non-Pro iPhones is the camera setup on the back as well as the specs under the hood. So the standard model iPhones have two cameras, a regular and a wide-angle lens. The Pro models have a standard, a wide, and a telephoto zoom lens, which is excellent for doing any kind of long-distance photography or sports photography. It really does make a big difference. And then the Pro models also feature, traditionally, they have featured an upgraded chassis. So either stainless steel or titanium versus aluminum. That's actually different this year. We'll talk about that in a minute. And the Pro models also typically have a faster processor and a little bit more RAM so that you can run more apps at once without slowing down. That's about it as far as the differences.
Okay.
So the biggest change this year is that iPhone Air. And it replaces, as far as I can tell, Apple is intending this thing to be like the iPhone that you get if you're wanting to buy an iPhone as a fashion statement, as best as I can explain it. It's
without
the thinnest phone they've. Yes, I mean it has a single camera. You're paying more money to get less camera than the base model 17, which is bewildering to me, but that they did. It's one camera instead of two or three. It has the same processor as the Pro, so it has Pro level specs, but it's extremely thin. It's the thinnest iPhone they've ever released, which I think is, I think it's silly. I don't know if you recall the iPhone 6. When the iPhone 6 came out in 2014, there was a scandal. People called it Bendgate because people were sitting on their iPhones in their back pocket and they would pull them out and they'd be bent.
Right.
That was a real problem. And Apple went, they made the iPhone thicker after that year and it hadn't been a problem since. And this is thinner than that. So I don't know if they figured out the manufacturing since then, but as much as people love to complain, we'll hear about it pretty quick if these are going to bend.
You know, here's a good way to keep that from happening. Don't put your phone in your back pocket where you see it.
I don't understand that mindset, but I mean, the device should not bend. Like I don't understand people who put their phone in their back pocket, but even if you do, it still shouldn't bend. I have to ask the question, and I get heated about this because who is asking for a thinner phone? Who sits down at night and thinks, man, I wish my phone was thinner?
You know? I mean, old one I've got here is pretty darn thin. You know,
This is going to date me a little bit. I remember the Blackberries.
Yes.
And I remember when Blackberries they were thick. They had a keyboard on the phone, right? A physical keyboard.
Yep.
And you could remove the battery if you wanted to and buy a new one. That's a novel concept, right?
Yep.
And nobody complained about the battery life. They were thick slabs of plastic and they put a big enough battery in it to get you through the whole day or maybe two, you know? And this is just me, I suppose, but I would be delighted to give me a phone twice as thick with twice the battery in it. Right. I'd be happy with that.
A lot of people had an external battery pack on. I had one on a phone for several years.
Sure. And this is what makes me it just adds to the confusion about the iPhone 17 Air. Apple has also announced a battery pack that clips on the back that you have that attached and it completely defeats the purpose of the thinness. what are you doing?
So we made you a thin one and then we made it fatter to have a battery pack so everybody could talk longer.
I just don't get it. That's why I say it's a fashion statement. You know, it makes just about as much practical sense as some women's purses, but you know, it looks pretty, I guess. Then the biggest thing that's kind of controversial is the iPhone 17 Pro. So again, earlier I mentioned the Pro models. You asked the difference. One of the big differences is it's made of stainless steel in regards to the iPhone 13 Pro and 14 Pro. And then the 15, they switched over to titanium, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they kept that with the 16. And all right, time for the 17 Pro. What are they going to make it out of now? It's back to aluminum.
Really?
So you're getting regular just aluminum frame, except, and I will give them credit for this, and some of the science nerds out there will get this, you might get this, It uses, they finally have put into the iPhone, a vapor chamber cooler, which is something that I thought iPhones really should have had a long time ago.
So a vapor chamber cooler is, and help me here, it is a sealed compartment that is made of, it has a particular vapor in it that when you move it, it cools down. That's just a guess. I have no idea what that is.
Well, think about it. You're almost on it. You're almost on it. So, okay. So, you know, obviously science, right? Liquid reaches a certain temperature, it boils, becomes a gas.
Right.
Okay. So basically a vapor chamber takes advantage of that liquid to gas state transition of matter.
Right.
So you imagine a little balloon, like a flat, a very flat, thin balloon of copper. And it's really hard to visualize this, but you know the texture of a paper towel?
Yes.
Okay. Imagine copper that's made in the texture of a paper towel.
Okay. All right?
And that's what's on the inside. It's called sintering. It starts with letter C, sintering. And they take this copper balloon that's filled with this paper towel, so to speak, of copper on the inside. And what a paper towel, why are paper towels the way they are? It allows them to wick water, right? It makes them absorb moisture.
Right.
Okay, so that's the purpose. So this inside of this chamber has copper sintering in it to help wick that moisture, and a tiny, tiny, tiny amount of fluid is installed inside this little balloon during manufacturing. So when the iPhone is producing heat, the processor is running, right?
Yep.
The heat gets pulled naturally into that copper vapor chamber. Mm-hmm. Inside, the temperature of that fluid rises. It boils, turns into a gas. That absorbs a ton of energy to do that. It helps bleed off the heat in that conversion to gas. The gas then kind of distributes throughout this sintering inside of the chamber, helps to spread the heat out, get it away from the processor where it can vent out or vent off the back of the phone, radiate. There's no fan, obviously, but it helps to radiate away.
Yeah, because it will move to cold.
Right. And then the temperature of the fluid then drops, or the gas drops, it turns back into a fluid, and that sintering helps to wick it back over toward the processor, and it starts over again.
So you basically have given us a nuclear reactor, the way that it heats and cools water. How long before we make energy to charge the battery with that process?
I don't know when we'll see that kind of tech. I was talking to a friend of mine last night about some Chinese phones. This is something that I will still get on Apple. Their battery life on their phones is terrible. Like, it just is not good. And I could forgive the battery life if they could charge faster.
Yeah.
And there's a Chinese company, I believe it's Xiaomi is one of the ones that's doing this. They were showing off a phone that can charge from 0 to 100% in 30 minutes. And apparently it uses some like crazy battery tech to do this. I'm thinking, it charges in 30 minutes, but you got to leave it sitting there for an hour to cool off, right?
I bet it is hot enough to fry eggs on.
I wouldn't want that anywhere near my head.
No. Or maybe even my nightstand.
Right. But yeah, so the big thing about this, the biggest news this year is the Air, and then I do like the under the hood change. The vapor chamber is great for longevity. It's going to help the phone to handle, to not overheat quicker. The battery life they claim is 33 hours on the iPhone 17 Pro. I strongly doubt that. I'm going to say it's probably more like 15 to 20 hours maximum if you're really trying to, save your battery. But yeah, that's kind of the biggest thing for the iPhone lineup. But I'll tell you, one of the things that did get me excited, did you see the new AirPods?
No, I did not.
Okay, so that's the item to look at this year. And that's what I'm going to be. I think I'm going to put that on my Christmas list this year because I'm a big AirPods fan. I'm on the record for saying this. Steve Jobs was a visionary. Can we agree there?
Yep. No argument there.
And since he died and Apple is now being led by somebody else, I don't think they release products that are as quote unquote magical.
Well, it's kind of like they take what they had and they upgrade it, but it hasn't been redefined and rethought of the way they were the first few rounds.
That's right. And The one exception to that, the AirPod Pro, I think is truly Apple's best product across the board. It is, if you've never owned a pair, I think you got a pair, don't you?
Yes, I do.
The noise canceling is just magical. I mean, I swear, something they have, they must have some like voodoo magic in the assembly process to make those things. You can walk into a crowded restaurant, put those things in, turn on the noise canceling, and it's like you mute the world. It's that good. So I will always tout how good these things are. And they announced the upgraded Apple AirPods Pro 3, same price as the previous gen. And they're smaller than the previous ones. But the biggest thing is this, they have better noise cancellation, supposedly twice as good. I can't believe that, but it's, I can't wait to try it.
and you will buy a pair and try it.
Oh, well, I mean, I have to, because I always send mine through the washing machine at least once a year.
That's right.
They can only take that, you know, two or three times before they quit.
Well, Stuart, all of us people that invest in technology, we always have those people we hand off our old stuff to. And I don't know mm-hmm. who's downrange of you, but man, they must really rack up.
You know, it's funny. I don't ever get rid of anything. I hoard my tech.
Oh, I've still got a tech hoarder.
Yeah, I haven't told you this before. I have an iPhone collection. I actually have one of every iPhone model ever released.
Oh, you're gonna have a library, like a museum one day, right?
I'm actually working on that. Yep, sure enough. But here's where I think the AirPod Pros are cool, and where you might actually like this. I'm not sure how much this would help you day to day, but you know, it's always been this science fiction idea of, you know, being able to have like your little earbuds in, and like you talk to somebody who speaks a different language, and it translates live.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, I've seen
that. That's always been science fiction. Apple claims these do that.
Wow.
And they translate anything out that they hear, somebody speaking to you, it's live translated with Apple intelligence or AI or whatever to English or whatever your language is. And so I'm really excited to try that, because that's science fiction stuff.
Well, I tell you how we can test it out. We'll get Betty a pair and send her over to get her nails done and see how it works.
Oh, you can see if the ladies are gossiping about it.
That's right. All right, Stuart. Well, when it comes to the iPhone, are you kind of a buy, sell, or hold on the new one? Should people go out and get it, or?
Here's my position on that. Okay, let's. What do you have right now, Bubba? 15, 14, 16?
Oh, gosh, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I'm way down the line. I need to get another one just because I'm overdue.
Well, what do you know what you got?
No, not really. And if I look at it right now, I'll mess this feed up.
Okay. All right. Here's the general rule that I tell people. If you are on an iPhone 14 or older, you're safe to upgrade. I think you could, there's enough changes, you know, going to the new charger, significant camera improvements, things like that. The newer screens are so much better since the 15. That's three generations of improvements you're getting. If you're on a 15 like me, or certainly a 16, there is zero reason to change. If the only reason I would suggest moving from a 15 or a 16 to a 17 is if you really, really, really want the color orange, because it's the first time you can buy an iPhone in orange.
That's funny. So Clemson and Auburn fans, maybe some Miami Dolphins, they'll be all about it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, the orange, it's like a metallic burnt bronze orange. It's cool, but no, it just doesn't make any sense with how expensive these phones are. I don't know how anybody can afford to buy one every year. It's just crazy. I would say, yeah, 14 owners and 13 owners prior to that. Yes. Go ahead. And you know, you're safe to upgrade. I would skip the iPhone Air. I'm not recommending the Air for anybody unless you want to make a fashion statement. The standard iPhone 17 is a great value. The iPhone 17 Pro is, as always, more power than most people need. But if you're somebody who uses your phone as your primary camera and you take a ton of pictures, you'll appreciate having the extra lenses.
We're talking to Stuart Brockwell from Surge Technology in Birmingham. Stuart, thanks for updating us. And that will be food for thought for all the tech folks out there. And we will check with you again. Thank you for keeping us on the very cutting edge.
That is my pleasure, Bubba, and I look forward to next time.
Thank you, Stuart.
Okay, bye.
You're listening to Bubba. Whoa. Bubba on the Lake.
Attention business owners, print buyers, and production managers. Guaranteed Labels is here to help you focus less on your printing, labels, decals, and focus more on growing your business. Guaranteed Labels wants to be your reliable printer. Quality, on-time shipments, and stock programs set us apart. If you're needing to focus less on your printing and more on your business, trust Guaranteed Labels, 205-640-4552 or GuaranteedLabels.com. Guaranteed Labels, still sticking since 1988.
At Central State Bank, we believe community banking is more than just transactions. It's about relationships. For over 100 years, we've been helping neighbors grow, businesses thrive, and dreams become reality. Because when you bank local, you invest in your community. Central State Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Visit us today or learn more at centralstatebank.com. Member FDIC.
You know one thing I love about Buffalo Wild Wings? You can get wings with any of their 26 sauces and dry rubs for takeout and delivery. That's like bringing an entire B-Dubs home with you, which you can't do. I tried. I've knocked down so many walls, only to then be told to halt construction because I'm not zoned to be a sports bar. Kind of just looks like a big pergola or something because of the lack of walls. At least these 26 sauces and dry rubs are available to go. Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go sports bar.
Well, folks, we have a real treat. We have a young lady here who is a rock star in sports, and she is headed to very high places and high orbits in the future. We're glad to have her on the podcast today. She's worked with the Next Round. She's working now with the Barn covering Auburn. And she is the new ESPN Plus sideline reporter for the Jack State Gamecocks. And she will debut that this coming Saturday night versus Murray State with Eli Gold on the call. And of course, I'm talking about Taylor Korn. Taylor, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. I'm honored to be here, honestly.
Well, Taylor, you, I've told you, I think you're a rising rock star. You're a young lady. How old are you? I know you're not supposed to ask that, but just for a reference point.
I am 25, about to turn 26.
So, females and ladies have made a big, push into sports and sports coverage over the last decade, and you've taken advantage of that. It's still not something you run into. I mean, if I had a 100 female seniors from Vestavia High School, I might have one or two that say they want to go into sports. It's still not one of the top things, but you have gone into it. Have you always had an interest in sports?
I have. Ever since a very young age, I would spend Saturdays sitting on the couch with my dad watching college football. I played sports growing up. Obviously, I did not play football, but I've always had an interest in it. And then when I got to college, I realized that it's something that I might be able to make a career out of. And when I was approaching graduation, my thought process was always, I don't want to wake up and dread working every day. I need to find something to do that I'm interested in and I'm passionate about and I enjoy doing. And I didn't realize how much opportunity there was in the world of sports. So I've been very grateful for the opportunities I've been given. And it's, if you asked me 10 years ago, maybe even 6 years ago, if this is what I would be doing, I would never guess it. But I'm glad it's where I've ended up. And I'm still loving every minute of it.
So where did you go to high school and what sports did you play?
I went to Vestavia and I played soccer from basically the time I could walk until the time I graduated.
So that really, I guess, built the fire for competition and sports in your life. What sports did you enjoy? Was it primarily college football with your dad or did you get into some of the other things?
College football and college basketball are my bread and butter. I've never been a huge NFL girl. I'll keep up with the players that graduate from Auburn, Alabama, or, you know, more local guys that go on to play in the NBA or in the NFL. But I'm not a huge pro sports girl. And I don't know if that's because we don't have a team in Birmingham or what. My parents are Lions fans because I was born in Michigan, moved to Birmingham at a very young age. So they love the Lions, but I'll keep up with some of our guys. Not a huge pro sports girl, but college football and college basketball that is what I spend the majority of my time consuming in season.
So your parents must be loving the Lions right now, because growing up for the past 40 years, they've been horrible, and now they're good. They must be really loving this.
Oh, last year, they're like, maybe this is our year. And Terrion Arnold is one of my all-time favorite athletes to come out of a school in the state of Alabama. His personality is, if you don't know Terrion or haven't listened to an interview with Terrion Arnold, who went to Alabama and then the Lions drafted him, you need to. You will love the guy. But I was so excited when he got drafted there, because that's the team that I watched with my parents. But they thought last year, you know, they're like, what a treat this is. And we should invest in whatever, you know, one of the 16 streaming services that we need to be able to watch all the NFL games.
Right.
Because it might actually be worth it this year to be able to watch all the Lions games in Birmingham.
Well, you know what's crazy? I grew up, and I don't know why, a Minnesota Vikings fan. And, you know, for a kid growing up in Alabama, that's kind of an oddity. And I don't know why. I think it was the horn on the helmet when I was a kid, but you talking about misery. Being a Vikings fan is miserable. You know, I mean, it is really sad. I mean, it's just everybody else has been to the top. Every time we go to the big dance, we end up playing a dynasty. And I've had to kind of give up. I had to kind of let go of the Vikings because it was bringing my whole life down.
I get that. Sports can determine the trajectory of. And it's borderline unhealthy, but that's what makes it great.
It is. In one way, I think it's good, because it's a pressure valve. You know, it releases a built-up pressure. And that way we don't get like people in the Middle East, you know, wanting to kill each other all the time. And but the flip side of that is it can be downright depressing, because you invest in these teams that, one, you have no connection to as a person. You may have no geography tied to them, but yet it determines how you go to work on Monday, feeling based on how your team played. Like, if I was really still in love with the Vikings, I would be totally sick over their performance at home last night versus the Falcons. But I'm not, because I don't care anymore.
That's how my mom has told me that when her and my dad, at the beginning of their marriage, when they had three young kids, and my dad's a big Michigan fan. And my mom said that if Michigan lost on Saturday, it would ruin not just his Sunday, but the remainder of his week.
Oh, yeah.
Until they played again. And she said she got to a point where she was like, all right, look, we've got three young kids and I can't have you dwelling over this college football team that lost 3 days ago. So, you know, we got to have an attitude check, and you got to somehow figure out how not to let this team ruin the entirety of your week if they lose. But I get it. I think I get it from my dad.
So I have to tell you this. My wife, Betty, of 36 going on 37 years now, just turned 36 in August. When we were dating, she faked football. Have you ever heard of this phenomenon?
Oh, no. I'm scared. I feel like I know where this is going.
Well, no, we went to a football game, and I think every guy, I speak for me, I think that they think it's really cool if their girlfriend loves sports like they do. Because most of the time, it's the guy, you know, pulling, you know, like dead weight. I want to go to the game. I want to do this. Or, you know, a lot of times the ladies want to go to the game, but they don't care anything about what's happening. You know, that's more Betty. She's more into the social aspect of it. But when we were dating, you know, we would be sitting there watching a game, and, you know, they take off on a long run. You see a flag, and she'd go, holding. I saw it in the backfield. And I went, wow, she really knows football. And come to find out, she knew nothing about it. She was just repeating what she heard somebody else say. And now that we got married, she didn't want to go to the games anymore. Isn't that funny?
Like, wait.
She faked football to bag me, and then really didn't like football after all.
That's one way to do it.
And she was a cheerleader, but she really didn't know, you know, anything that was going on. She just, you know, went with the cheers. So
she, right.
But I've tried to get her to enjoy sports more, but, you know, if it doesn't have a good storyline, if there's not a, you know, brother against brother or, you know, dad against son or somebody that, you know, has had some tragedy they're trying to overcome, it's hard for me to get her involved.
Well, that's the beauty of all sports, really, to me, is the storytelling aspect of it. And that's part of the reason that I love my job is there are so many players throughout the country, pro and college athletes, that have these incredible stories. You know, it's not always that they overcame something tragic, but there are so many of them that have cool stories that make you root for them. And I think that's what draws me to be fans of players sometimes, not necessarily entire teams, but, you know, you hear something about a specific athlete and emotionally it draws you to them. You're like, okay, I would love to see that kid succeed. And so that's one thing that I love seeing on the internet, reading about, is just these random stories that people dig up about players that you might not have ever heard of. And then you end up being, you know, you're like, I'm gonna sit down on my couch and watch you play just because I root for you because of, you know, whatever it is that you went through, you overcame, whatever story I heard about you.
So in your dating career, do the guys find it cool that you're into sports like this and that you're actually in that business? Is that like, yeah, hey, cool.
So right now, my boyfriend currently cares probably a tenth of the fraction that I do about college athletics. He loves to hunt and he loves to fish.
But he's not the sports person. You are.
Yes. But he loves watching Auburn and he'll watch games. But if he gets an opportunity to go on a fishing trip on a college football Saturday, that does not bother him. Where I would be like, do you know what's happening this Saturday?
So
it's football season, it's basketball season.
So wait a minute. This is almost like my situation in reverse. He may be faking football to make you happy.
He might be. I need to get to the bottom of this quick if he is.
Oh, that's funny. So you started out at the next round, and those guys had been wildly successful with a radio show in Birmingham on Jocks. Then they went over to do their own podcast thing, which I thought was, you know, it was so cutting edge. And I've known Ryan and Jim and LT a long time, and I was really happy for them that they were going to get to do their own thing. How in the world did you get hooked up with them? Because that's a big step, that first gig.
So this is actually a funny story. I was a senior in college. And like I said earlier, I wasn't going to just start applying to jobs on LinkedIn because I needed to have a job when I graduated. I was trying to find something that I thought I would enjoy. And I'm lucky enough to have parents that were supportive of me doing that and me taking my time. And one of my roommates' uncle was actually working with the guys at the next round at the time and had called her because they were looking for someone to do their social media. And so she gets a phone call and he says, you know, do you have any friends that might be interested in this role? And she said, my roommate wants this job. I haven't talked to her about it yet, but I know that she wants this job. And he's sitting there thinking, okay, this is a 22-year-old girl. Is she even going to be interested in what we've got going on over here? You know, I'll talk to her. And I was on the way to, ironically, Auburn's NCAA tournament game in Greenville. And she calls me. She's like, I have a job for you. We're 2 weeks away from graduation at this point. And I get on the phone with Reed, her uncle, and we have a couple of conversations. I got off our first phone call and I called my dad and I said, I found my job. This is what I want to do. I'm halting the search and I'm just going to hope and pray that this works out. Because if it doesn't, I'm starting from square one. So it was my roommate. I credit my roommate for getting me my job. That was my first job out of college. And then I was there for about 3.5 years. And it was great. I loved it. It was a great opportunity. I learned so much from those guys. They've obviously been in the industry for a long time and been very successful at what they do. So I learned a lot from them. And they were a lot of fun to work with.
So now you are working with a group called The Barn. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So if you're an Auburn fan, The Barn, it is all Auburn athletics coverage. There are a number of shows throughout the week. There's a daily show with Kyle Rush, Charlie Five, if any of you listening are familiar with him. And then Zach Blackerby and Brad Law also do some content. And then there's pregame shows, postgame shows throughout football season. And you can follow all of those social media accounts to kind of follow along with what's going on there. And then on the flip side of things, Alabama fans, Cover Crimson is where you can find all of our Alabama coverage. Emily Grace McWhorter is a part of that, as well as Clint Lamb is doing a lot of that content. And it's the same stuff. There's video from inside the stadiums every weekend. And then we'll also have a lot of basketball coverage once basketball season rolls around.
You know, being a fan growing up, again, I was back in the dark ages, but it's changed so much because you used to go to the game and you try to catch a pregame show, you know, with some kind of tailgate show on, maybe a call-in show after the game. There was nothing during the week to listen to. You had a few newspaper stories, and now all this content is available. I mean, there's so many people covering so many schools. You can just get whatever you want, right?
Right. It's 24/7, 365 days a year. It's great for the fans that love it. It's easy just to, you know, go to Spotify, go to YouTube, go to whatever podcast app you use, and you can basically find someone talking about whatever you're looking for.
Taylor, we're very excited to have you working with us at Jack State, and you're going to be our ESPN Plus sideline reporter. Have you done sideline work before, or will this be something new?
This will be my debut this Saturday.
Are you excited about working with Eli Gold? He's quite the legend.
I'm very excited, and I'm excited to cover this team, too. I've started, you know, watching their games, learning about the players and stuff this season, and there are so many connections within the coaching staff. It's Charles Kelly's first year, and there are so many incredible athletes on this team. So I'm really excited to cover this team and this program.
Well, we're excited to have you. And, you know, we've been doing, and you came up and saw, we're doing a big equipment upgrade and our communications with all of our talent and our director and all that kind of stuff. And we're looking forward to seeing it all work. I hope it works Saturday night.
It looks good. It looks good. I can tell you that much.
Well, we're excited about having you. So have you studied many sideline reporters, kind of the things that they do? And is there one that you like better than others that you may kind of emulate their style?
I've started paying more attention since I started working and gotten out of school. And the way that I watch games has just changed in general, because I'm watching it not just, you know, for something fun to do, but it's more so I'm watching because I need to learn information, and I need to have information to then flip around and bring back to a fan base. And so I've started watching sports in general so differently since I graduated and started working in the industry. And I think what my goal is whenever I do any sort of, you know, coverage, whether it be a show or now having the opportunity to do sidelines, is just highlighting the athletes that put in, you know, so much work. I know the coaches always love to brag on their players. And like I said earlier, it's so cool to hear stories that you might not have known about players on a team that you love, or, you know, an opposing team that your favorite team's playing. And so that's my goal. That's what I love hearing about as a viewer. And I hope that that's what I'm able to bring to the audience that will be watching Jack State this season.
We're talking to Taylor Korn from The Barn and ESPN Plus. Taylor, since you are covering Auburn for The Barn, I'll ask you about their game this weekend with Oklahoma. Historically, Auburn has not fared well against Oklahoma. I think they're 0-3 lifetime. Going to Norman, it's not going to be an easy thing by any stretch. How do you see this game shaping up this weekend, and what's going to be the keys for an Auburn victory or unfortunately, an Auburn loss.
It's going to be a very interesting game. Obviously, Jackson Arnold's returning to Norman for the first time since transferring. And at SEC Media Days this summer, the Oklahoma staff players, the whole Oklahoma crew that was in Atlanta was asked about Jackson and had nothing but, you know, glowing things to say about him. He obviously was, unfortunately, playing with a very depleted offensive roster because of so many injuries to the offensive line and the wide receiver room. And there have been some injuries on the Auburn front this season, but not nearly what he was dealing with last year. And no one that should be out long-term on the Auburn side of things. But I think that that is going to be one of the keys. We saw Auburn secondary struggle a little bit in the South Alabama game this past weekend. But Coach Freeze said after the game that a lot of those guys were sitting for precautionary reasons. They could have played if they needed to. But if you could have some of your second string guys out there and still win the game without risking for worsening the injuries of your starters, that's what you're going to do. So I think that that's going to be a very important factor is how many of those starters will be back at full strength. We know that Champ Anthony, one of Auburn's starting safeties, broke his thumb in the season opener. He's been practicing, but he does have basically a club as a hand because he's in a cast and it is wrapped up. So we'll see how much that impacts his play. But so far, Auburn they have a +2 turnover margin. And at this point last season, they had a -7 turnover margin. I think that's something that they need to continue to focus on in terms of ball security. If you watched any of Auburn's games last year, you know that that was a major issue. And they've done a good job of cleaning that up. And I know they've worked a lot with the running backs this offseason on ball security, holding on to the ball. And I think that that will be important. Something else that I've noticed when watching Jackson Arnold is he's very composed. He doesn't seem to get rattled or shaken up. And building his confidence is something that Hugh Freeze has emphasized since he got on campus, because what happened last year is going to deplete a quarterback's confidence. So their main focus was building that back up. And getting three wins under your belt will do that. The opponents are going to get a lot more competitive throughout the rest of the season with SEC play starting. But I think Jackson Arnold staying composed, going through his reads, making good decisions, which is something he's done a very good job of so far throughout the season. And then it'll be on the Oklahoma side of things. I think it'll be very interesting to see how Oklahoma tries to defend Auburn, because throughout the first three games of the season, we've seen the defensive plan of Auburn's opponents be, we are not going to let you throw to your wide receivers. Everyone knows that Auburn has an elite wide receiver room. So they've made Auburn depend on their run game, which was a question mark going into the season, but has turned into a strength. Damari Austin should be back. But I'm interested to see how Oklahoma tries to stop Auburn's offense. Will they try and force them to throw the ball instead of forcing them to run like we've seen over the past 3 weeks? And if that's the case, will Jackson Arnold be able to get the ball into the hands of Cam Coleman, Eric Singleton, Malcolm Simmons, Horatio Fields? That's what I'm interested in seeing. We did see a more balanced offensive attack from Auburn this past weekend, but there's obviously going to be a step up in the level of competition in terms of Oklahoma's defense. So I honestly have no clue what's going to happen. It's going to be a hostile environment. But I think as long as Auburn's players stay composed, stay focused, and limit mistakes, limit penalties, I think it's going to be a competitive game.
Taylor, thank you for your time. I know you're very busy, and we'll keep an eye on that. I think it will be interesting that the really good teams, when you force them to go one way as opposed to another, they burn you. You know, if you force me to throw the ball, I'm going to throw the ball and hurt you. If you force me to run, I'm going to run the ball and hurt you. And that's what makes championship teams. So it'll be interesting to see how Auburn handles that and how their DBs stack up against a pretty potent Oklahoma air attack. Taylor, thank you so much. We'll be looking forward to seeing you on ESPN Plus at the Jack State-Murray State game Saturday night. Eli Gold will be on the call. Taylor, you're also going to be on the Tailgate Tailgate Show with us as a guest picker. We're looking forward to that. And thank you very much. We appreciate you taking time to be with us on Bubba on the Lake.
Thanks for having me.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
I am so happy to announce that our family dentist, Dr. Thomas Dudney, has joined my podcast as a sponsor. My entire family have been patients of Dr. Dudney and his team for over 20 years. Now, I'm going to be telling you a lot more about all of his services and what he does, but I have to tell you, the veneers that he gave me changed my life. I had no idea how big an impact that would have. You can call him today at 205-663-6545 or visit him at thomasdudney.com and find out more.
Another staff meeting, another push for cross-selling, another awkward silence. Then Banker Bounty happened. The first referral platform made just for banks. One app that empowers every employee, not just your top producers, to bring in business. No more spreadsheets, no more silos, just clarity, culture, and actual growth in real time. Banker Bounty fixes more than your referral program. It fixes your momentum. Go to BankerBounty.com. Watch the video, book your free demo. Banker Bounty. Create, manage, and track referrals in real time.
When you need urgent care, Southern Immediate Care is here for you. Illness doesn't follow a 9-to-5 schedule, so we offer support 7 days a week at convenient locations throughout Birmingham and Northeast Alabama, dedicated to serving all ages from children to adults. Southern Immediate Care offers occupational medicine services, including DOT physicals and testing. At Southern Immediate Care, your health is our top priority. Visit southernimmediatecare.com or call 205-409-2794.
All right, we're back. My name is Bill Bubba Bussey, and you're listening to Bubba on the Lake. Had a great show. I want to thank Stuart Brockwell from Surge Technologies for being on with a tech update, and also Taylor Korn, who you will get to see this Saturday night doing her sideline debut on ESPN+. It's the Jack State Gamecocks versus Murray State. It's homecoming at Jack State. That's a 6 p.m. kickoff. And catch her on the sidelines. Eli Gold will be on the call, and we will be producing that one in-house, so it will be a lot of fun. What a great show. I appreciate them being on. Two very good interviews. And we're just about out of time, but I did want to say one thing on the Charlie Kirk front, now that we have what looks like the assassin apprehended. Strange story there. I wanted to delve into that a little bit more. Maybe we'll know some more details by the next program, that we can investigate that a little bit more, of how he was actually turned in by his family, his dad, who is a law enforcement officer. So an amazing story there. But to the bigger picture of Charlie Kirk, what an amazing man, leading an amazing life and making a difference in people's lives, to the point that the enemy of the light wanted him stopped and went to great lengths to do that. And our God allowed it to happen. We don't understand that. We don't understand the timing. We don't understand why this has to happen this way. But we trust that God's ways are above our ways. And while we're sad, and I know it's going to be very tragic for his wife and his kids, I think you will only see the message and the organization grow. I think so many times, and I mentioned this before, when a tree falls in the forest, you get so many seedlings from that and more trees come up. And I think historically, when you look in the Bible at the stoning of Stephen, when you look at when other martyrs were killed, and that's what this was. Don't make any bones about it. Charlie Kirk was a martyr for what he believed, and he gets special rewards for that in heaven. That when these things happen, it always multiplies the faith. We lost one Charlie Kirk, who was an outspoken supporter of the truth and of our Christian beliefs, and you're going to get a whole lot more. You already see some of these coming to the forefront, and we're going to interview some of them on upcoming podcasts. So a tragedy. On an American political front, we've got to be able to have political speech without violence. On the spiritual front, no doubt he was a martyr. Charlie's in a better place. He's going to get a huge reward for the job that he's done here on Earth and the fact that he gave the ultimate sacrifice for the kingdom in what he was doing. Our prayers are with his wife, his kids, his family, and the organization of Turning Point USA, which has done such a tremendous job trying to balance out the voices being heard on our college campuses. And we have no problem with all the voices being heard, but we think that the voice of the truth should be heard too. Thank all of you for tuning in. It's been a great episode. We're broadcasting from the Mellow Yellow Studio. And remember that website, BubbaOnTheLake.com, and the comment line, 308 Big Lake. Be sure to follow, subscribe, all of that stuff. Watch our videos for some upcoming information. We're also going to have an update on my knee replacement, which has been going very well in the near future, and a whole lot more. Help us spread the word. And remember our other podcast, The Tailgate Tailgate Show, having a little fun with college football. Until next time, God loves you, so do we. Take care, and God bless.
You're listening to Bubba on the Lake. Hit me bad. A production of Intergalactic Pants and Tees.
All rights reserved.
All right, all right. It's a beautiful day for football here at the stadium, and we're just about ready for kickoff. Score 0-0. And suddenly, I'm in the mood for a Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar. Now that's a winning combo. Yeah. Crisp, refreshing. That hits the spot. When it comes to great taste, Coke Zero Sugar's always on the scoreboard. Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar.
Looking for your dream home at Lake Martin? Trust Adam Yeager at Lake Martin Realty. Adam's honest, hardworking, and puts you, the client, first, every time. With his local expertise and dedication, he'll guide you to the perfect property, hassle-free. Whether buying or selling, let Adam go to work for you. Call Adam Yeager at Lake Martin Realty today, 205-914-0830. Lake Martin Realty is a licensed real estate brokerage. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Coke, Buffalo Wild Wings, Southern Immediate Care, Guaranteed Labels, Central State Bank, Sunrise Docks, Banker's Bounty, Dr. Thomas Dudney, and the Green Monster Fishing Light.
Hey, it's Bubba, hey, Bubba, Bubba on the lake.